All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day 8 of our 12 Days of Manifesting program. Today's topic, Get Divinely Affirmative. Now, I love this topic. This one is near and dear to my heart because if you can get the power of your speaking, if you can get how you're using your throat chakra, your that energy center that is allowing that voice, those thoughts, those beliefs, that all of that energy out into the world, and if we could just see how that energy goes out into the world and then gets created into our reality, it would blow our minds. We don't get how powerful we are, for the most part. We just don't get it. We don't realize that we have the power to create so much. We have the power to manifest so much. We are incredible beings. When we're connected with the divine, when we are at one with the divine, we have so much available to us. So much of the time we are disconnected. We are disconnected in our energy, in our fears, in our anxieties, in our stories. The power of your story to create something is pretty incredible. So think of it like this way. Someone says something to you, and you get into your stuff about what they said, the way they said it. And then you share it, and you tell someone. And then you start to create some questions, some issues, some drama around whatever was said or done. And it becomes your story about that person, or it becomes your story about that situation. What if you were to speak about it differently? What if you were to not get so hooked into the fear or the drama? Maybe you're bored and you create drama from it. I don't know. I mean, you know, like it happens, right? Or maybe you're triggered and you create drama from it. Because your trigger is, you know, your stuff, and you haven't healed that stuff. It happens. That's part of the process of growth, right? But what if you created a different story in the moment? Using your powers for good, not evil. And when I say that, I say it with tongue in cheek, really. Using your powers, not with anxiety, but leaving the anxiety to the side. And then just affirming what you want instead of what you don't want. Getting divinely affirmative is a skill, and it's something you need to practice on a regular basis if you want to be able to manifest what you want. You also, you're going to, when you first start this, I promise you, you're going to start, you'll feel like you're lying. Using your power for good, for what you want, saying, this is my truth. This is my truth. And the more you do this, and the more you bring the energy to it, the energy to your new story, the more powerful it becomes, the more your brain thinks this is the truth. Your subconscious believes it, and your story goes out from you into the world and gets created into what you want. The problem is most of us can't hold the energy of it. We forget, we drop it, we look at what's so and we go, ah, it's not happening. And so we stop. We stop telling a different story and we start telling the story of what we see. What do you want? What do you want to create? What's the story you want to tell? Use your power for good, not evil. You got this. I mean, really, this is on us. We can create this. Have a beautiful day. Go get your divine on, everyone. Bye now.